There's a shadow hanging over next month's election in Samoa after an extraordinary decision by the Prime Minister. Toilaepa Sailele Malelingaoi is setting up a commission of inquiry into allegations of treason and breaches of parliamentary standing orders by four members of the new opposition party, Faatuatua Ile Atua Samoa Watasi, or FAST. The four are former Deputy Prime Minister Fiame Naomi Matafa, Lauli Leotia Polatai Vao Schmidt, Faumuina Wayne Fong, and Olofiti Vaain. Toilaepa was upset because they were campaigning when he says they should have been attending Parliament. Fiame Naomi Matafa spoke with Don Wiseman, who asked what she made of it all.
Well, you know, Parliament's dissolved and, you know, I think it's a bit of an election ploy. Just put some heat into the mix, I suppose.
Does it worry you at all?
No, it's a bit ridiculous, really. I mean, I've yet to see the formal motion. There are a few confusing things in there, especially the fact that the motion is being moved within a parliamentary session that was dissolved sort of like 12 hours later. So, you know, we're not quite sure about the validity of that because usually the business of parliament lapses. And also commissions of inquiry are usually commissioned by the executive branch, but somehow the PM, through making this motion, is using parliament to process this particular, I don't know, charge or complaint. So, quite frankly, I haven't had a chance to have a look at it. I actually think it's just a political gamemanship, although, you know, the intent might be there. But, you know, when you're talking treason, it usually doesn't go to a commission of inquiry. It usually goes to charges that are put before the court. So I'm not quite sure what that's all about.
The Prime Minister, of course, has got a well-professed dislike of calling commissions of inquiry, hasn't he?
He does.
He wouldn't.
You know, especially when 83 people die.
Yes. Mm. He wouldn't call one over the measles epidemic. But he's done this just ahead of the election. Is this an attempt to frustrate your campaigning?
Yes, I think it's also, I think he wants to demonstrate to the Samoan public that he has the powers. You know, he's putting in what is a very unclear sort of charge and a lot of confusion around, you know, which government authorities or laws are being used. So, you know, it's a bit of a mishmash.
I understand there was one issue about you and your opposition colleagues having been away from Parliament for an extended period of time because you were campaigning. But this happened to come through a period where the parliamentary session was being extended and extended.
I mean, if you look at the context of what was happening in Parliament, I mean, it's a travesty. 6 weeks to do a supplementary budget that would usually take 2 days at the most. You know, and speeches were lasting either one speaker a day or one speaker lasting 2 days. And that was usually happening because, one, Parliament might start late. Two, when making interjections, usually the Prime Minister or some other government minister, you know, usually on points of order and points of clarification, they're very short interventions. But they would actually speak for like anything from 10 minutes to half an hour, or in some cases, especially with the PM, he would just go off on a tangent and speak for a whole hour and then would have very long coffee breaks. So it was that sort of thing. And of course, you know, the basic standing orders that when you're making a speech during the debate for the supplementary budget, your time is half an hour. So you can see the kind of nonsense that was going on. So we actually had better things to do. And for the calendar that was given to us, and, you know, hence doing our planning, you know, they just had the 19th of January as the date for the session to start. So we followed due process. We gave in our notices for leave. Not once did we get any response from the speaker to say he didn't agree. And during the meeting, there were various attempts by different members in the House to put up some sort of motion to chastise us, or I don't know. But the speaker always took the line that, you know, that was his prerogative and just to leave it to him. And he even at one point said, look, just let those people do what they're doing and we'll just do what we're doing. So I'm not quite sure whether the speaker knew what was happening. I think he did. But I think quite a lot of other members were a bit surprised.
So do you think it'll all be resolved? Everything will be sorted out well ahead of the April election?
Well, through the terms of reference that I haven't seen, This commission, when it's set up, will have 3 months to do its work and supposedly report back to the clerk of the House. So, I mean, there's still some question, Don, about, you know, the validity of opening a process in a lapsed parliament. So it's going to be interesting, but I think we do need to have a look at it. But more importantly, it will be good to see how the process unfolds once he gets his commission in place. With the makeup of the commission, a retired judge, so there's a small pool of those people, and some of those people aren't here. The newly appointed ombudswoman, she's currently away, so with COVID, I'm not sure how quickly she'll be able to come back. And then the third member, I think, is a senior independent lawyer. The mechanics of that has to be set up, and I don't imagine, given the way it was very quickly pulled together, that it was something that was well prepared and so forth. And just on the hearing of the motion being read out, you know, I didn't think it was a very cohesive preparation. We'll just have to see, and I wish I could be more clear with you, but I haven't actually cited the actual motion.
That was Samoa Opposition MP Fiame Naomi Matafa.